Thank you so much for being here again on this special integration day. So today it's important that we are going to integrate the lessons that we took from the past couple of days. So what resonates, what doesn't, what do you want to take action on? What have you learned? What have you discovered? And what insights did you had that you want to, you know, put into practice into your daily life? Because, excuse me, if it all stays inside of your mind, you won't actually see any of it reflected in reality, in our 3D world, so to speak. And while that's completely fine, don't get me wrong, having mental kind of like aha moments, they can bring you kind of like a sense of euphoria and a good feeling. So there's nothing wrong with taking knowledge and, you know, feeling good about it. But if those realizations and these aha moments, if they are not going to be integrated into your life, they are quickly going to fade away. So my goal with this specific video is to help you understand even better what integration really is and how you can experience this for yourself. So spiritual integration is about, you know, living these discoveries that you have and these tools you received instead of just thinking about them. So it's kind of like living it versus thinking about it. It's very easy to stay in your head and, you know, to form some deep thoughts about some specific topics, but embracing and applying what you've realized is a whole different thing. So that's why you can see integration actually as a movement from your head to your heart, from concept to practice. So instead of just talking and reading and listening about a subject, you are going to become this subject and you're going to bring it into your daily life as actions. So another thing that happens during integration is that once something moves out of your mind and into your body, into your heart, so to speak, it creates space for new, deeper discoveries, things that you wouldn't easily find if you stay stuck inside of your head. Because when your mind is full, and we are, sometimes people talk about mindfulness, but you actually want to make your mind empty. You want to integrate it into your life. But anyway, if your mind is full, there's no room for anything new. So you have to implement first before there's space to actually start, you know, getting something new, some new aha moments. So what's important to know is that there's no rush when it comes to integration. I mean, we are doing this Raise Your Vibration Masterclass in 14 days, but it doesn't mean you have to implement everything you have been learning inside of this 14 days. I mean, you have time. You have, you know, a whole life in front of you. You have to trust that life is guiding you in the right direction. And it already has. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here watching this video that I'm making for you. So every discovery you make is going to fall into place at exactly the right moment. And over time, you will integrate everything you need, you know, from the things that you have been learning here inside of this 14-day Raise Your Vibration Challenge. But of course, it is handy to be proactive in helping your integration, and I highly recommend doing so, so you can manifest as quick as kind of like humanly possible. So the best tip I can give you is to choose something like physical object or a song or an activity, for example, you know, something from this masterclass, a specific movement, something that symbolizes the information from this masterclass for you. So you could wear, for example, a bracelet or, for example, the vibe tracker that reminds you of everything you have been learning here. You know, what you can also do is you can light a candle every evening as a symbol of what you have been learning. You could, for example, buy a beautiful crystal like we have right here and take a minute each day to look at it, using it as a reminder of this masterclass. And now we're talking about the masterclass, but you can also do the same thing for other stuff that you want to integrate into your life. Actually, this green one here is about integration of some business stuff. And I made a lot of money with this specific amazing crystal. What you can also do is you can take a cold shower every morning, for example, as a way to reinforce everything from this masterclass, and so on. So you actually just have some ritual or something or a movement or an object or something to remind you of everything that you have been learning here or somewhere else. But you want to choose something that represents this theme in your life, raising your vibration. So again, it can also be just a vibe tracker. So it's no coincidence that rituals are a tradition in spiritual practices. And this is for integration. So reflect on what has resonated most with you over the past couple of days and write in your journal and create your own plan for what you'd like to implement. So in the past couple of days, for example, on top of everything we already discovered in the first 6 days, we also focused on our thoughts. We talked about mantras and we talked about affirmation. Maybe you want to add those to your phone and put them in and around your house, for example. These are things you only have to do once, but can have a lasting impact on your vibration and raising it. We also talked, for example, about cold showers. So maybe you want to try that. And yesterday, for example, we talked everything about meditation and gratitude. So what you want to do is you want to look at how you can stack all this vibration raising habits and rituals so that everything becomes even more powerful together. So this is everything for the integration day of today. And tomorrow I'm going to talk to you in the next module where we are going to discuss the most important time of the day. And that is actually the morning. You already know a little bit about kind of like a morning ritual. I also discussed already a little bit about, for example, waking up and start to meditate, for example, right away because you're already in the right brainwave. But tomorrow we are going to discuss even further what is actually a very good start of the day and a very good morning ritual. So I hope to see you tomorrow in a new module in this Raise Your Vibration Challenge. Have a very good day.